A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 1. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, because he has looked upon the humiliation of his servant. Yes, from now onwards, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name, and his faithful love extends age after age to those who love him. He has used the power of his arm. He has routed the arrogant of heart. He has pulled down princes from their thrones and raised high the lowly. He has filled the starving with good things, sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of Israel his servant, mindful of his faithful love, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, of his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Many of us know about Our Lady of Fatima and Our Lady of Lourdes, the apparitions and the messages. Yet few of us know much about Our Lady of Guadalupe, the most famous of all titles and apparitions of Mary, and one that certainly has a message for us today. I've chosen Mary's prayer, the Magnificat, as a base for today's homily. I have no doubt that the Mexican people in Mexico, United States, and throughout the world have a devoted faith in Mary and are protected by her love, despite all attempts to put them down and limit their chances of a decent life. When St. Juan Diego saw Mary's apparition in the 16th century, he would never have dreamed that Guadalupe would become the most notable Marian shrine in the world and a sign of the deep faith of the Mexican people. And all this despite persecution both within Mexico and then from countries like ours. But Mary is on their side. When Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth and was greeted so warmly, she made one of the most powerful statements, faith statements, ever uttered. We say the prayer, hardly appreciating what she is saying or what is demanded of us who mouth those words. Mary was a nobody, a single pregnant girl, probably wanting to be in hiding when she went to her cousin's home. She knew her innocence, but would not have been capable of convincing anyone or defending her life when attacked by the so-called religious people. Mary could say, "The Almighty has done great things for me. All generations will call me blessed." In her blessedness, who does Mary stand beside and promote? Obviously, the poor and unjustly accused like herself. She says, "God puts down the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly." We have a huge debate about the worthiness of these Mexican peasants. Certainly, many of us want to deny them a home. But God is their protector, and so should we be if we truly belong to God and to Mary. She says, God filled the hungry with good things, sent the rich away empty. It is ironic to me that so many of us enjoy Mexican food without acknowledging that many poor Mexicans and Central and South Americans are denied that same food. We should be providing them with these necessities of life, because we are the agents of Mary and of God. I have known many Mexican people, but what do I really know? I know their joyfulness, their sense of family, their hard-working natures, and especially their faith and devotion. All over the USA today, they will be going to church, having a celebration, yes, but praying too for their family and friends who are scared for their lives and their futures. Today is a day when we should pray to Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, for those people and for ourselves, that we can become as gentle and accepting as the Mexican people. Mary is on their side.